One of the things that happened last week was that a judge in Kansas ruled that Scott Roeder, the man who killed abortion doctor George Tiller last May, can introduce evidence in favor of a conviction for voluntary manslaughter. If Roeder is convicted of voluntary manslaughter rather than premeditated murder, he could be sentenced to as little as 5 years in prison for the slaying. Kathy Spiller, executive vice president of the Feminist Majority Foundation and executive editor of Ms. Magazine, is concerned by this ruling. Kathy joins me now from Los Angeles. Kathy, why are you upset about the judge's ruling?
We fear that the judge's ruling is simply going to embolden other anti-abortion extremists across the country. In fact, we've already seen one of their leading spokespeople for this clandestine network of extremists called the Army of God, a man out of Virginia named Don Spitz, telling the Associated Press that he was elated that a voluntary manslaughter defense was going to be essentially allowed because, it, as he said, this is going to perhaps signal other of our people out there who are not willing to face a life sentence or, in some cases, a sentence of a death penalty. It's going to mean that more of them are going to be willing to shoot and kill doctors. So our fear, of course, is that other doctors who already are under severe threats by these extremists will now have a target on their back.
This ruling doesn't mean that Roeder will be convicted of voluntary manslaughter. It only means that he can introduce that defense. It's still up to the jury to decide what he's guilty of. So,
absolutely. But it means that the defense, his lawyers in their opening statements to the jury, can present this whole argument that Roeder believed, had an honest belief that he was using deadly force to protect others, that he was using deadly force to protect unborn children, and that as his defense team, we're going to present you not only with that evidence, but we have experts who will testify as to why Mr. Roeder believed that he acted to defend others who were in danger. And the judge has already said you can't use this defense of necessity, or as the extremists call it, their whole theory of justifiable harm. Homicide. Roeder is part of a group of extremists that at least he says he associates with them, who are promoting the whole idea that you can justifiably kill doctors. And that is what now is going to be played out in this trial.
So what do you intend to do, and what do you want to see other women do to protest this?
Well, I'm not sure that there's much to do in this case other than to see how it unfolds, and except that we have urged the Department of Justice to immediately file charges of murder as a violation of the Freedom of Clinic Access Entrances Act. In other words, under the federal law, charges can be brought against Mr. Roeder for the murder of Dr. Tiller, and those charges carry a life sentence, no chance of anything less than that. We've got to be sure that this network of extremists out there who would take up deadly force against doctors and clinic workers knows that they will be brought to justice. And it's really the responsibility of the Department of Justice to act now. We need the Department of Justice to file charges and to continue its investigation, whether or not there were other extremists who might have been involved in planning and operationalizing this murder. And until that network of extremists who are promoting justifiable homicide is brought to justice and closed down, we're going to see other murders as we move into the future. And especially if this trial ends in a voluntary manslaughter conviction, that will send a terrible message.
And, of course, it is somewhat ironic that this decision comes just as we're approaching the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and here in the Bay Area we are not exactly looking forward to the arrival of the West Coast Walk for Life on Saturday. So this is a good reminder that we really have to be out there and continuing to protest and agitate for the right to legal and safe and affordable and accessible abortion. Kathy Spiller, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Kathy,
well, thank you for your interest in this case.
Kathy is the executive vice president of the Feminist Majority Foundation here on the West Coast.
April 1st, 1955, our freedom movement came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob. A bus driver said, baby, you got to get up, 'cause a white person wants that seat. But Miss Rose, she said, no, not no more, I'm gonna stay right here and rest my feet.